Hey, Boys and Beyond Boosters. This audio boo is an intro for my next show upload, which will be audio recorded at the Royal Marines Museum in Portsmouth, England, on 15 February 2012. The volume is a bit low, as I wasn't really expecting to record anything, and it was all done on my iPhone. The docent who begins the recording was quite a character, and I just thought I'd be recording his bit. But as I went into the museum, it was filled with sounds, music, audio, which I thought you might enjoy. To get the complete recording, including the 33 minutes from the museum, please subscribe to my podcast at boiseandbeyond.libsyn.com or on iTunes, subscribe to my RSS feed, which is boiseandbeyond.libsyn.com/RSS. There won't be any added music on this show, as there's plenty already in the recording. And what is the Royal Marines Museum? Well, I'll read you from their souvenir brochure from His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh, and who is actually the Captain General of the Royal Marines, and you might know him as, you know, Mr. Queen. Prince Philip. And it says, "The Royal Marines, the seagoing soldiers of the Royal Navy, occupy a very special place in Her Majesty's forces. For over 300 years, its members have served their sovereign and country with exemplary courage and distinction. In the course of that long period, it is only to be expected that many items of interest and curiosity have been accumulated. In 1975, they were laid out for public exhibition in the former officers' mess at one of the Corps' oldest homes in Eastney Barracks near Portsmouth. The core of the collection originally came from the old Royal Marines divisions, which were based at Portsmouth, Plymouth, and Chatham. Much has been added since, and now consists of objects, books, documents, pictures, and photographs covering almost every aspect of the Corps' long and varied histories, and illustrates its great fighting spirit from its formation in 1664 to the present day. Since Britain is an island, much of our history is associated with the sea, and as specialists in amphibious warfare, the Royal Marines have a remarkable story to tell. I hope the museum exhibition will help to bring alive some of the stirring moments of our naval history and make you feel proud of the achievements of your countrymen." And it's simply signed, Philip. Now, coming from the... directly from the Marines or Royal Marine Museum website, it says, "Explore the fascinating history of the Royal Marines. Take a walk through history from 1664 and learn about the lives of the extraordinary people who have become Royal Marines. Follow a recruit through training and on to deployment around the world. Then creep through the jungle, marvel at the medal collection, and take a trip down memory lane in our World War II home front kitchen. Finish your day in our award-winning cafe, the Quartermaster's Kitchen, and our Marine Museum Shop, and enjoy our seafront location." The Royal Marines have a unique place in the country's armed services. They were rated in 1664 as sea soldiers, and even after 340-plus years, their fundamental role remains much the same. And you can find the Royal Marine Museum in Southsea, just down the beach from South Sea Common. It's Portsmouth in England, and if you've never been there, it is absolutely a wonderful museum to visit, and it just pays homage to all those who have served. A few facts about the museum. The museum is open every day throughout the year, 10 to 5, but closed over Christmas. Check their website or give them a call if you plan on going, if it's around the Christmas holidays, spring break, half term, any of those things. The admission prices, depending on how you feel, is nearly £8 for an adult, £6 for senior citizens, £5.50 for children, and under 5 is free. They do have student and disabled concessions, with a family ticket is for 2 adults and up to 4 children. Now, the annual pass is the best way to go if you happen to live anywhere near the area and you think you might be going more than once in the year. If you are a UK taxpayer, you can become a gift aid visitor and receive free entry to the museum for a year from the date of your visit, and you get a tax deduction from that. During school holidays, they have great things going on. We were there during midterm, and in the afternoon that we were going to be there, they were having children coming in and dressing up in commando gear, painting their faces, webbing, netting, the whole schmear, and they were going to be going through the museum looking for IEDs and counterterrorism activities. The museum is very hands-on for children. It is good for all ages. There are things they can touch, they can feel, they can put on, they can try tying knots, they can write letters home from the ship. There are uniforms they can put on, cots that they can climb in, tunnels they can crawl through, lots of things to see and do there. From the website, we offer free school sessions at the Royal Marines Museum. All school sessions at the museum are facilitated by members of our learning team. We offer sessions for key stages 1-4, as well as further and higher education. The sessions are active, interactive, and hands-on. We try to make full use of the museum, its grounds, and our excellent teaching collection of artifacts. Our education provision includes a menu of prepared sessions that cover topics including World War II and remembrance, as well as science and citizenship lessons. We try to work in consultation with teachers to tailor the sessions to meet the school's needs. We will even consider building bespoke sessions to meet your needs. We are, where appropriate, we try to finish by having some of the group dress up in our teaching collection uniforms. It's a fun, interactive photo opportunity as well as a chance to reinforce some of the messages of the session. If none of these sessions are quite what you're looking for, please contact us and we'll do what we can to accommodate you. So, if you wish to listen to the entire audio boo or the entire podcast, it will be about 45 minutes, including this 7 minutes, please subscribe to my podcast at boiseandbeyond.libsyn.com. Thank you.